Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alan Minish was housed inside Providence, Alaska Medical Center in Anchorage, recovering from a near-deadly bear attack that almost put him in a much worse place earlier this week. With some 100 stitches and a lengthy recovery ahead, Minish spoke to Alaska's news source, describing his encounter with what Alaska troopers say was a brown bear near Gulkana that happened as he was surveying a parcel of land for work in an undeveloped subdivision. Familiar with wooded areas and having long worked as a surveyor across the state, he said Tuesday started as an ordinary day.
All of a sudden, I looked over, and about 30 feet away, here's this nice-sized brown bear. And it looked at me, and it came at me.
Minish said he sought shelter behind shrubs, which failed to provide any protection. He fell backward as the bear pursued him and reached up to grab the beast's lower jaw.
Yeah, so I grabbed the lower jaw, punctured my hand with the lower molar, but he couldn't close his mouth, and all he did is barely scratch the top of my hand with his upper one. But he twisted his head so fast it knocked my hand free. When he did that, he lunged, grabbed my head, took the first bite, relaxed, and then he took the second bite that was stronger.
Minish decided to share his story with Alaska's news source so that other people can be bear aware.
The bear was a male bear. It wasn't doing anything wrong. It was just walking. He was 2.5 feet to 3 feet at the shoulder, 4 to 6 years old, a brown bear. And it was just wrong place, wrong time for me and bear, is what it was. I'm trying to keep it upbeat as much as I can. I'm trying not to wallow in self-pity and pain. It doesn't do me any good since I decided I was going to live. So that was it.
Minish says he plans to go back to work next week. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. April's job count was up 6.9% from April of 2020, an increase of 19,100, but still about 25,000 below the April 2019 levels. April's numbers are significant because they mark the first time the year-ago comparisons are to a month that had COVID-related losses. In April, Alaska had recovered about 40% of those lost jobs. Most industries' employment was up from April 2020. The industries that recovered the largest number of jobs were those that took the biggest hit last spring. Leisure and hospitality gained about 6,300 jobs but remained below pre-pandemic levels, having shed about 14,700 from year-ago levels. Healthcare was up about 3,000 jobs from year-ago levels. It was the only private sector industry that had fully recovered to April 2019 levels. Oil and gas, on the other hand, was the only sector with far fewer jobs this April than last April. The state's 6,000 oil and gas jobs were about 2,600 below year-ago levels and about 3,900 below April 2019. Local government's job was 2,000 higher than last April. State government was up 1,200. Federal government lost 500 jobs, a trend that likely will continue this year because the 2020 census temporarily boosted last year's federal employment. And the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained 6.7% in April. The comparable U.S. rate increased from 6% to 6.1%.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.